Welcome to Psycho Crap. This is Adam. I'm the National Psychology Examiner for examiner.com. And in this podcast, I like to just talk about things that I find interesting that are related to psychology. And I write about them and put them in this podcast. And today, I just want to talk about the idea of abnormality, the field of abnormal psychology. And specifically, how do we know something is an abnormality? In The Naked Civil Servant, Quentin Crisp wrote, "Health consists of having the same diseases as one's neighbors." I have this in the back of my mind whenever I'm reading about psychological disorders. That is, how can we say something is a disorder? How do we define what is normal as opposed to abnormal behavior? If we try to make rules to guide our definition, we'll eventually run into primitives concerning social norms. In other words, Crisp would tell us our behavior or state of being is only normal or healthy because everyone else is that way too. Think about it. I tend to be mildly irrational with my money at times. I'll buy something I really don't need and find it collecting dust in my closet later. Is this abnormal behavior? Do I have a psychological disorder? Well, in this society, probably not. But if I lived in a society which held monetary responsibility to a high standard, yeah, we might say so. Perhaps a disorder is characterized by its prevalence. Few people are schizophrenic. That might be why we characterize it as a disorder rather than a basic human trait. However, we can also point to many other anomalies, of human behavior and condition which we would not characterize as disorders. For instance, does someone who collects stamps have a disorder? Well, surely there's more to a disorder than prevalence. However, these other variables are controversial. Homosexuality, for instance, has historically been considered a psychological disorder. It's only recently been removed from the DSM, recently as in the history of the DSM. The behavior of homosexual interactions is, or at least was historically, contrary to social norms. Other than prevalence, it may be argued homosexuality is not, quote, biologically normal, unquote. Yet, in the recent decades, homosexuality has been removed from the DSM, which is the Western authority on the diagnosis of psychological disorders. In fact, there is significant evidence that homosexuality is, in fact, biologically normal for reasons other than reproductive fitness. Controversy or not, it's important we as members of the general public have an appreciation for the subject nature of our diagnosis of disorders. We should not let what we may perceive as disorders take more control over our function than they already do. While you may be diagnosed with a sort of hormonal disorder, this doesn't mean you need to waive any emotional responsibility or fight for your own well-being outside of pharmaceutical intervention. After all, hormones are always affecting our mood, imbalanced or not. And imbalance is also kind of a subjective term. We can also control our moods and emotions by making better choices, having better relationships. In other words, a hormonally balanced individual who is irresponsible and involved in poor relationships may be just as happy as a hormonally balanced individual without those qualities. Along this reasoning, some parents have chosen to wait years until telling their children they have a disorder. I recall one story on the radio show This American Life in which a parent waited 16 or so years to tell her child he had mosaic Down syndrome, a milder version of a cognitively impairing chromosomal disorder. While these kinds of decisions fall in a separate controversy of parenting ideas, the larger point here is that we do not let our psychological differences define what we are capable of doing and how happy we allow ourselves to be. This is Adam for Psycho Crap. You can follow me on Twitter. I am ABVegan. See ya.